This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Investigators have determined the anthrax found in a letter sent to Senate Majority Leader Tom Daschle is a highly refined, highly concentrated form of the bacteria. Senator Daschle had this to say after he was briefed yesterday by the FBI and an Army epidemiologist.
We were told that it was a very strong form of anthrax, a very potent form of anthrax, that clearly was produced by somebody who knew what he or she was doing.
NPR's Richard Knox joins me now. What makes this anthrax so potent?
Well, the powder in the envelope sent to Senator Daschle's office appears to be different from that in the Florida and NBC cases. We don't know yet about the anthrax spores that might have been planted at ABC News because the source hasn't been found yet. In the Daschle letter, the powder was more concentrated with anthrax spores, we're told, and even more ominous, the spores were finely milled, they were smaller, and they were more separate. And experts say this requires special processing to overcome the natural tendency of anthrax spores to clump together. They're sticky and they clump. And this is much more dangerous because the spores are more easily airborne, they're more readily inhaled deep into the lungs, and this is more likely to cause the deadliest form of anthrax disease, inhalation anthrax, which killed Bob Stevens in Florida. The weapons-grade, so-called weapons-grade anthrax spores that may have been involved in this letter were of the same kind that were accidentally released from a facility in the former Soviet Union in 1979. And in that case, 68 people who lived downwind as far as 2.5 miles from the infectious plume in that release, 68 people died.
Has this led to any reports of new anthrax cases?
No, not so far. The only cases of anthrax disease so far are four. Mr. Stevens in Florida, who worked for American Media, Inc., an American Media, Inc. Mailroom employee named Ernie Blanco, who is apparently responding to antibiotics, an NBC News employee who's recovering from skin anthrax, and a seven-month-old son of an ABC News freelancer. Both those latter were in New York City. But on the other hand, you have to keep in mind that on Capitol Hill in Daschle's office, exposure took place only on Monday. It often takes a week or so for a disease to develop. But many of those who were in Daschle's office, there were 40 or 50 reportedly, and many of those in the Hart building on Capitol Hill yesterday are already taking the antibiotic Cipro, and doctors hope that's going to prevent any emergence of anthrax disease.
What does the quality of this anthrax say about the person or persons responsible for sending it?
That's the worrisome thing. Authorities say that it strongly implies a level of expertise and sophistication that's associated with biowarfare weapons facilities. Many nations had these kinds of labs, including the former Soviet Union, which reportedly produced tons of weapons-grade anthrax spores. The United States had at one time, Britain. Iraq has acknowledged producing and weaponizing anthrax, and experts say manufacture of these lethal kinds of anthrax spores is beyond the scope of individuals and groups without access to advanced technology and equipment. And some say this suggests that it must have come from abroad. On the other hand, the machinery that's needed to mill anthrax spores this finely is not that exotic. One anthrax expert tells me that it's used by companies that make a common fertilizer out of a bacterium called Bacillus thuringiensis, which is a cousin to the anthrax bacterium. On the other hand, it apparently does take a lot of sophistication and a lot of know-how to process Bacillus anthracis, the anthrax bacterium, this way. That's dangerous to those who want to try.
NPR's Richard Knox.